say a farm on which milk cows are raised exclusively. Mm-hmm. What kind of farm would you call that?
A dairy farm.
All right. Would you use that word dairy in talking about anything other than a farm?
Well, the products that derive from that farm, cheese, milk, butter.
You mean the plant where that
dairy products. In other words, when
oh, dairy products. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the plant, maybe like Borden's or Foremost or whatever you have out here where milk is packaged, mm-hmm. cheese products packaged. Would you ever call that a dairy?
No, I wouldn't associate the plant itself mm-hmm. with the term dairy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were telling me about the building where the potatoes were stored. What did people do about keeping perishables like milk and butter?
Well, kept them in a refrigerator.
Do you have any idea what people did before refrigeration?
Milk and butter. I have no idea.
Do you hear people lowering it in the well for no. cooling?
No.
Okay. Or taking it down to a stream? Letting water flow over it.
Mm-hmm. No.
The area around the barn, an open area where the animals would be free to walk around. Do you have a name for that?
No.
Okay, what about the place where they grazed?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now getting back to the other place, are you familiar with barnyard or lot?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Well, I'm familiar with both words, but more familiar with the word lot.
Meaning?
The area near in front of the barn that's been stand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there ever any cotton raised around Crowder?
Are you kidding? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Was that the big money crop?
That's it. Yeah.
Did you ever do any work in the...
Are you kidding?
I guess you did.
Most certainly have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could you tell about what was involved with raising cotton and harvesting it? The sort of work that you did?
Well, primarily planted it. How detailed do you want this?
Oh, I'm interested mainly in a few terms, like what you called yourself doing when you...
chopping it?
Yeah. What was, when you say chopping cotton, what is, exactly does that mean?
Cleaning the weeds from it and thinning it out if it wasn't already. If the cotton grew up too thick, then you want to cut down some of those stalks mm-hmm. so that the others would have room to expand, grow, and spread.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, chopping cotton meant cleaning the weeds and grass from mm-hmm. the cotton and also thinning it out.
Chopping and thinning.
All has the same meaning.
Same activity. Mm-hmm. I see. Were there any weeds in particular that really gave you trouble in the cotton field?
Well, kookaburra, Johnson grass, Muda grass, water grass, and
I've heard of water grass.
Well, it grows in lower areas of a field, and it grows extremely thick. And it's just little, it looks something like that plant. They're really little thin blades, but they're really, it grows extremely rapid in lower areas where water stands.